Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 30th, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I hope everyone had an incredible Memorial Day weekend and that each of you took time to appreciate the men and women who gave their lives to make freedom, liberty, and justice possible. I want to encourage everyone to end the month on a high note and make sure and get all of your business submitted by tomorrow. And I'm especially excited about this year's Performance Club trip to Cancun, Mexico. It will be great seeing many of you on our More Success team as winners this week. We're going to have a blast. But now to begin the call and there to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He is a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of our team, my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, Randy, tonight, I know you guys are all getting excited about going to Cancun. It's going to be a great trip for the team, and I salute you on that. But I also salute the men and women in uniforms, past and present, because after all, they shed their blood on the battlefield, so you and I might have the privilege of having this call tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, and also, Randy, we need to remember Mr. Jimmy Parrish's wife. She's had a severe operation. I think she's doing great, but she needs all the prayers she can get. So, every one of you that prays, please remember her before you go to bed tonight. And I know Jimmy and his wife will really appreciate. You know, Randy, this next man is someone I've watched very, very closely the last few years, and I'll tell you, especially the last 2 to 3 years, he's really grown up, and I don't mean physically, I mean in the business. He's one of the most superior recruiters I've known. He's a great, great asset to our team. He's a good friend and teammate. He's just one of the best recruiters on our whole team. You know, he's a gold executive director, and I look for any day for them to announce he's a platinum executive director because that's his goal. He works very diligently, very hard at it. He's really come a long way, especially this month. He knows he's raised in Brooklyn for the first 25 years of his life. Now he has had 11 children, a wonderful wife, good family life, serves the Lord. But he also puts God first, family second, puts the Legal Shield third. And when I say third, he really puts it up on a top-notch shelf. Even way back in 2010 when they had a special award for executive directors, it was a special award that was given out by Mr. Harlan Stonesiver. He received that award. He's now won 6 exotic trips. He always makes Performance Club. He's always there when you need him. He's never turned us down for any support whatsoever. And I'm proud to introduce a young man that I'm extremely proud of, not only associate but a friend, Mr. Damian Schiebert.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, Damian. It's your show, my friend. Go for it.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate that introduction so much. And really, you know, just being introduced by someone who's a hero to me is, I don't know, leaves me a little speechless. I mean, I know I've spoken on this call several times, but it leaves me speechless every time. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore, for the example you are and for who you are, and just appreciate the opportunity. Real quick, my wife kept trying to shoo me away, but I snagged her here. And I just wanted her to be able to say a couple of words about, because sometimes it's helpful to have a different perspective. Sometimes it's helpful to have a woman's perspective or a spouse's perspective, especially. But some people would say, you know, Damian does Legal Shield and Amber's his wife. But the reality is she is just as much a part of the team as anybody else. When I'm on the road, one of the reasons I can be on the road is because I know our briefing's in good hands with Amber hosting it week after week. You know, while I was gone in New Mexico a couple of weeks ago, she actually sold a couple of memberships, and every once in a while she'll come home with a contact for me and say, I really felt like you need to talk to this person. So she is just, and I'm always, you know, running back to her and bouncing ideas off her. She knows everything about our business as much as I do. So, even though she may not be in the field the same way I am, she is definitely mom to our organization, so grateful for her. So I just wanted her to give her perspective on what Legal Shield means to her, and then maybe a word about Cancun as well. So this is my beautiful wife, Amber.
Hey, everybody. Quite a build-up there. I'm not sure if I deserve it. So I just wanted to say, you know, when we first got started in this, I wasn't sure, to be honest. I kind of looked at it a little skeptically because I knew it would take Damien out of the house a lot. And as you heard, we have a lot of children, and I wasn't thrilled with that idea. But I've had the ability to watch him grow over the last few years, and it's been quite amazing to see him delve into leadership development and learning how to become a leader and learning how to lead a team and how to grow personally. And I watched this growth, and I think, what an amazing thing this is, because he can pass this down to my children. You know, Legal Shield allows him to be at home and to be around us, and he's my best friend in the whole world, so I love that. My children love it. They are able to come in at any given time, assuming he's in town, and to say, hey, Dad, I need your help with, or can we talk for a second? Or, you know, the relationship that he's able to build, the things that he's able to teach them. All of this is hard to put into a cost, you know, because a lot of people don't have the opportunity that we have to have this in our family and in our life. And we wouldn't have it without Legal Shield. And so for me, that is a huge thing, and I'm so grateful for this company and for what it's brought into our life, for what it gives us, for the opportunities we have. I may have been skeptical a few years ago, but I am sold now. And I do everything I can to support him and what he does, because he turns around and gives that right back to our family. So I just wanted to say those couple of things. Damien wanted me to say something about Cancun as well. Oh, that's right. He wants me to share a story real fast with you. He was at a meeting or something. He was gone, and my 7-year-old daughter came in, and she's like, "Where's Dad? I need to talk to Dad." I said, "Well, Dad's at work," because he was off doing a meeting. She goes, "Dad doesn't work. Other dads work. My dad doesn't work." And she was just so used to having him home, the concept of her dad working just. I mean, she's 7. It's not there yet. So she'll figure it out as she gets a little bit older, what we mean. But, you know, the fact that he's home all the time, it just doesn't occur to her that he's like other dads. So with that, I'm just going to say that I'm excited because we're getting ready to leave for Cancun. I've been working my tail off trying to get my whole family ready to go because I've got to put kids at other places and get us packed. But this is an amazing trip that I look forward to every single year because it's my vacation with my husband with no kids, and I love my children, but, you know, time off is a good thing. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak on the call, and I'll turn it back to Damien.
All right, there you go. I'll tell you what, we went on our first trip a couple of years ago, and in 2010, the trip we earned during 2009, right? But got to go on in 2010, and after that, she was like, oh, we're going on this every year. Either you're going to earn it or you're going to pay for one. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go earn it every year because I'm too cheap to pay for one. So, you know, I apologize. Let me apologize in advance. I know I told Mr. Randy Moore that my topic would be owning your business. And I don't know if it was just, you know, Memorial Day or some different things, but I want to share a different aspect to the business. And, you know, we hear, if you stick around for any length of time, you'll hear it multiple times, not just from me tonight, but we hear that, you know, some people will come into your life or into your business for a day, and some will come in for a season, and some will come in for a lifetime. And I want to talk a little bit about that because, especially with Memorial Day, I hope you've certainly had a happy Memorial Day. I hope it was a good Memorial Day and that you were celebrating with friends and families. But we need to remember, just like Mr. Moore reminded us at the beginning of the call, we need to remember, you know, and if we read through our scriptures, remembering is a big part of what the scriptures teach. You know, in fact, you can make the argument that all of the scriptures are to make sure that we remember. And you know, it's not just that we remember, it's also that we build upon the legacy of those that came before. And that's true with our military heroes, that's true in society in general, but it's especially true in Legal Shield. Had a chance to talk with Mr. Moore for a few minutes earlier today. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was the bronze bust in the in the Founders Hall, right? Right as you walk into Legal Shield headquarters right there in the main lobby, that's kind of the Founders Hall right there. And, you know, one of the bronze busts is now of our leader, Mr. Moore. And I'm just so, so very proud and so very honored to be part of this team. But I want to talk to you tonight about being here for a lifetime. You know, you might be someone who's only here for a day. I certainly hope that's not the case. What I do want you to know is that, number one, that's your choice. And whatever choice you make, we're going to honor it. And even if you are only here for a day, you can help us advance the cause, right? And there are people who have been here for seasons who have done tremendous work in helping us advance the cause. And what cause do we have? Well, first of all, we have the cause of equal justice. But not only do we have the cause of equal justice, we also have the cause of liberty, of equality, and of opportunity, right? Those are all part of the mission statement, not just justice, but liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every North American deserves and expects, right? And at any time I've always loved history. Even when I was a little boy, I loved history. And I can remember, I would always read ahead in my history textbooks. And that might sound a little nerdy, and if it does, it does. That's okay. It's who I am. But I just loved art history. And I remember reading for the very first time in one of my history textbooks, I was 10 years old, and laying on my bed and reading my American history textbook, and I remember reading how John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826, which was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, right? And I can remember how that made me feel. I mean, I know how it makes me feel right now as I'm saying it to you. I mean, Americans at the time took it as a sign that America was a blessed nation. That was a providential sign. Well, I am engaged in the cause of liberty. I am engaged in the cause of equality. But just like I mentioned the other day to someone else, there is no liberty, equality, and justice if there's no opportunity. And so no matter what happens, I thank God that you're here on this call tonight, that you've engaged with us for at least a day, and hopefully a season, and even more hopefully for life. But sometimes people are going to come into your business for a day, but they can still advance the cause. And some people can come in for a season. And just to give you an idea, my sponsor was a guy named Doug Atwood, phenomenal individual. Still great friends with him to this day. We've been great friends since really 2004, 2005, somewhere in there when I first really started hanging out with him a ton after he moved to Boise. We knew each other from 1999 when I first moved out to Utah. We lived in the same neighborhood and got to know each other then. But then I moved to Vegas and then up to Boise. He moved up to Boise. But eventually he recruited me. So grateful that he joined us for a season. He was only in Legal Shield really for 18 months, and he still has his membership and, his associate agreement, all that kind of stuff, but he doesn't really do anything with the business anymore. He's not plugged in at all, not interested. He's moved on, and that's okay. And his season was about 18 months. He joined us for 18 months. Went as high, I think, as Silver Executive Director, made $113,000 in 18 months and then decided to go back to doing what he was doing before. He was a home builder before, and the market kind of turned around. And so he went back to doing what he loved. That's okay, but so grateful that he joined us for a season, because if he hadn't, I wouldn't be here, right? And you heard Amber talk about, what this business has been able to do for us. And so I couldn't imagine not being here. Right, I couldn't imagine going to a job every day. But I want to talk to you tonight about being here for a lifetime. And if you're here for a day, that's okay. If you're here for a season, you can definitely help us advance the cause. But the rewards are so great for those who say they're going to be here for a lifetime. But I want you to understand that if you're going to be here for a lifetime, you've got to get sold out on the cause. And probably not just one aspect, not just justice, or not just opportunity, or not just liberty, but everything. Liberty, equality, justice, opportunity. You got to get sold out on it all. I want you to think, for those of you who have been around a while, I want you to think about every platinum we have in this company, right? Every platinum we have, right, is sold out on the entire mission, right? It wasn't just Mr. Stonecipher's mission to have everyone in North America be covered with a Legal Shield membership. It was Mr. Stonecipher's mission to have everyone covered with a Legal Shield mission membership and to create more millionaires than any other company, right? Mr. Moore doesn't just talk about, selling the membership, and he doesn't just talk about creating more millionaires. It's both, right? Mr. Moore wants to be able to help as many people become millionaires as want to. And he talks about making sure we spread this membership all across the United States and Canada. And by the way, sometime and sometime soon, we're going to be going other places too. We're going to be opening Alaska, and we're going to be opening the other provinces in Canada, and we're going to be taking the cause of freedom to other nations as well. But I want you to understand, there's not a single platinum. I think about Mr. Mike Humes. Mike Humes is sold out on delivering equality, liberty, as well as opportunity and justice. Darnell Self will tell you how important the membership is, just like he'll discuss how important the opportunity is. John Hoffman equates our movement to the civil rights movement, right? There is not a single platinum that I can think of that is not sold out on the whole thing. So if you're going to be here for life, I don't want you to be here for life and be a director. And if you're not a director yet, I want you to get to director. But I don't want you to stay a director, right? If you're going to be here for life, it's not about being an executive director and never moving beyond. We got to be able to get sold out enough that when times get hard, because I promise you they will, there is not a single Platinum World member who hasn't gone through some difficult times in Legal Shield. Right? Not a single one. I know Mr. Moore shared some of his with me. I've gone through some tough times already. I want you to understand, if there's something great that you're doing with your life, there's going to be opposition. And I mean some serious opposition. I don't mean somebody talking about no, giving you a no. There'll be some serious opposition. Because in this world, there's good and there's evil. And when you're trying to do something good, the natural law of opposition says evil will rise up against. But listen, I serve a mighty God. And I believe you do too. And if God is with you, who can be against you? But sometimes we've got to show God that we're willing to go through the breakdowns to get to the breakthroughs. I want you to understand, if you're here for a lifetime, then it's our job to grow. Mr. Moore, thank you so much for the compliment. Mr. Moore mentioned how I've grown over the last few years. Listen, it's because we're dedicated. I mean, one of the 10 core commitments is personal development. I have to get better if I'm going to continue to build Legal Shield, if I'm going to continue to be a useful tool in God's hands, in Legal Shield's hands, in Mr. Moore's hands. I want to be able to say, Mr. Moore, I am up to the task. But the tasks get bigger and bigger. And so I'm constantly in the need of personal development so that I can get sharper and sharper. Right? If you're going to build a huge business, we've got to get sold out on the cause. And if we're sold out on the cause, I mean really sold out, then it's a joy to get up in the morning. I've been on my six-figure run for the last 60 days. I'm on my 90-day run. I started 60 days ago, or almost 60 days ago. Today's the 30th, 60 days ago. And even as I've been on my run, I got to tell you, I've been getting up earlier and earlier. Mr. Moore is probably laughing because he knows he woke me up a couple of times with some phone calls, but there are no complaints from me, right? But the reality is there have been plenty of times I've been awake at 4 and 5 in the morning for no reason. I didn't have an alarm clock going off, but for no reason, then I was excited about getting to the day. Like, I'm up for hours, and I can't call anybody. I mean, it's, you know, I've got to find other things to occupy my time to get my day ready so that when green time comes, I can go. Because we're just so excited right now. Amber says that she hasn't seen me this excited since I was originally running for executive director. And I want you to understand, when I first got started in Legal Shield, I wasn't this excited about it. Right? In fact, I wasn't sold out when I first got started. So you may not be sold out tonight. That's okay. Stick around. Stick around. Right? Because what happened for me was my second month in the business, my second full month, I caught a bigger glimpse. And even though I still wasn't sold out, like I knew I was going to be here for forever, I knew I was going to go executive director my second full month in the business. I knew I was going to go get my six-figure ring within a few months of getting started. And I really knew that this was going to be a lifelong calling, probably a year into the business. When I was about to hit exec, or maybe as I hit exec for the first time, I hit exec my 14th month in the business, I knew that I was going to be here for life. And then even after that, it has been confirmed to me over and over and over that this is where I'm supposed to be. Now, that may or may not be the case for you. And that's okay. You're here to get what you need out of Legal Shield, and I want to help you accomplish that, whatever I can do. Right? And in turn, you'll help us advance the cause that much more. So we can go further with you than we can without you. But here's the reality. When you get to the point where you are sold out on the cause, so much so that you're willing to dive into personal development. And let me just talk about personal development for 1 second. A lot of people talk about personal development. I say, what is it? They say, you know, it's 10 pages of a good book every day, 15 minutes of good audio. Yeah, that's true. But I want you to understand, personal development is not reading and listening. Personal development is doing, right? If I read a book on bodybuilding, am I going to get any muscles? No, it's as I apply what I'm reading, as I do the things I'm reading, that's how I develop the muscles. Personal development is about doing. But more important is personal development is about association. Mr. Moore says he's seen me grow over the last few years. It's because my associations have gotten better. Right? And the more I associate with people I want to be more like, the more the old me is transformed into the new me. Now, it's sometimes hard for me to see the change, but I talk to other people on occasion. They say, man, you've changed. I'm like, what are you talking about? But they notice the difference. You know, I'm sure I heard Mr. Ryan Burns get on the call. I'm sure he remembers me from when I first got started, I was a lot rougher around the edges. I might still be rough around some edges, but I was a lot rougher back in the day. Not that I was a rough guy, but I didn't always bridle my tongue, you know, and, you know, there was no filter. Not that I was using bad language, but there was no filter on the things that I would say, you know. Now I've learned to control my tongue a little bit better, right? I've become more disciplined because I see that the people I associate with are more disciplined. The people that are more disciplined accomplish more. And I thought, man, I want to accomplish more. I need to get more disciplined. And so it became a focus, and those things that we focus on expand. But I'm here for the long haul, Mr. Moore. I'm going to, you know, we have a mission. As my own organization, we have a mission statement, and our mission is to create 500 Platinum World Executive Directors out of 10,000 people in Performance Club, and to honor the legacy entrusted to us by Harlan Stonecipher. And if it takes me the rest of my life, then I believe that will be a life well spent in the service of others. And, you know, Mr. Moore and I were talking about earlier today. He mentioned that, you know, he's 80 years old. I still firmly believe you're going to outlive me, Mr. Moore. And I don't plan on dying young. But I already know that when I die, the epitaph on my tombstone, what I wanted to read, and it's, "Here lies Damian Sheber, the edifier." That's it. I want to make sure that everyone who came in contact with me was lifted up in some positive way. And sometimes I'm going to be able to help them to create a life that I feel like I've already blessed to have. And, you know, there's more and bigger and better things on the horizon, but it's really just because I'm going to continue to do and serve more. But I am already blessed. I have an amazing wife. I have amazing children, and I get to spend my time with them. What is more blessed than that? One of the reasons Mr. Moore is so blessed is because he has an amazing family, and he gets to spend time with him, and they have taken up the banner. Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore have taken up the banner in the same cause, and that's in the cause of Christ, in the cause of family, and in the cause of Legal Shield, in that order. So the only thing that really I want more than what we've already accomplished and is to help others, but the only thing I want more is that some of my family, because not all of them will do it, they may all have their own desires and their own dreams to pursue, but that some of them would join me in the cause. Mr. Moore, all three of you, thank you so much for your examples. I don't know where I'd be without them. And real quick, before I turn it back over to you, last week we were having some telephone issues and getting off mute, and I couldn't do it, and I just want to give a shout-out to a couple of people. Jesus Felix, congratulations on qualifying executive director your third month in a row. Francisco Preciado, congratulations on senior director. Victor and Amanda Seganot, last week you were recognized on the leadership show for being one of the top recruiters in the company. Congratulations there. You know, so many others that we can give shout-outs to, but I'm just so grateful. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Well, Damian, we're grateful for you, my friend. God bless you. You do a wonderful job. I know you're dedicated. I know where your heart is. It means a lot to me. Yes, I'm so thankful that Randy and Jeremy's taken up the banner, and I'm going to keep the banner flying as long as I can, but hopefully that my great-grandson will be coming along to pick the banner up there, because, you know, this is a mission. This is a cause. We can help America. I don't care what people say. We can help America, whether it's financially or mentally. We can help them. It's our duty and our job. And Mr. Stonecipher, I believe with all my heart, was ordained to bring this to America, and he did a good job of it. I'm going to turn it back to Randy. But, Damian, thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank your lovely wife. God bless you, my friend. Randy?
Well, Mr. Edifier, you did an excellent job tonight. I guess that's what I'm going to have to start calling you now. Can you hear me all right?
Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate you, Damien. Appreciate Amber sticking with you and supporting you in the business. It just makes so much it's just so much better if you have a spouse that supports you in this business, and we appreciate her. We look forward to seeing you guys in Cancun. We're going to have a blast. And I'm just really excited about it. Look forward to seeing everyone soon, Mr. Moore. Time to go ahead and close out.
Now, Randy, we don't want to forget to tell people that's not registered for the convention. Now's the time to get registered, and you need to register for the breakout session there, too, so they can get all the information on the Moore Success Team line. But, folks, remember, God, family, Legal Shield, we love you, we appreciate you, and remember to pray for those who need it. And God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.